Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and this is an interview with Urša Menart, Ognjen Zvilicic, Liza Marina, who are actors in the film Half-Sister by Damian Kozole.
My character is Neža. She's like going on 30. Okay, she's 27. She's like, should I grow up now? Or, you know, the space in the middle. And I heard a word aggressive a lot those days on that interview. So, yeah, she's like, I think...
I think she's got an attitude. I don't think she's aggressive.
Yeah, okay, thank you. She's got an attitude, like...
Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. You know The Pretenders, the rock band?
Yeah, yeah, she reminds me of
that. Okay, but she's like, that's her way of protecting herself, I guess, of being so, okay, not aggressive, but just, like, say, fuck off,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
right, that's
sure.
What... kind of.
Sometimes you can't avoid saying it, you know.
Yeah.
So next.
Okay, so my character Irina is Neža's half-sister.
Yeah.
Older half-sister. She's in her mid-30s. She thought that her life was gonna go a certain way, but now she's getting a divorce already. And she is currently stuck in a vacuum and doesn't know what to do next or where to go next. And circumstance sort of forces her into living with her younger half-sister, whom she never knew really, and they never had a relationship. And she kind of hates her because, of course, their father that they share betrayed Irina's mother and made another family for herself and had Neža after. So she's a very... she doesn't think of herself as a hateful person, but I think she kind of is. And she has some preconceived notions of who her half-sister is and who her side of the family are. And she is really... because she's very disappointed in her love life or where her life has ended up. She is really closed off, and she doesn't really want to open herself up to new people or new experiences.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd couple, you know. It's like opposite personalities. That's what's that's a driving force of the film. But then we also have another character. And
my name is Yuri, and I play Brane, ex-husband from of Irina. The victim of the film, as I think of him. Yeah, the guy who gets abandoned by his wife and has trouble accepting the new reality.
All right. We can't really give too much away about your character, but you are sort of an outsider in this, let's say the household. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but... but you come in every now and again. I don't know if you're familiar with Konrad Veidt. Are you familiar with Konrad Veidt? He was an actor from German Expressionism. You really reminded me of that. You're just the guy who pops in and you're like, I have no idea whether he's horrible or charming, you know. Did you find that in connecting with your character?
In different words I would put it. But yeah, he's like... I always felt him like he has his own story that is going parallel with the film, and then sometimes he just collides with the main story.
Right.
This was my impression of him.
So you invented a story of your own?
No, I didn't invent it. I think it was good written in the script already.
All
that
right.
He pops in at exactly precise moments where he should.
So let's talking about the half sisters. So, as I said, different personalities. Can we say the same thing about real life? I mean, how much of your real personalities are in those characters? How much could you identify with them? And how did that, you know, form a chemistry between the two of you?
I could identify with her, like, a little bit. Mm. And I'm not sure who said it, but it was a person who said, like, you're Neža, right? That's you. And I like to say that everybody has a bit of Neža.
Sure.
Of course. Ah. But I'm more like taking care like of how I act, you know. I can't just say fuck off, you know.
Right. You just said it, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You can say it, I'm Fred.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But not that much, thanks God.
Yeah, yeah. What about you and your character?
I mean, yeah, sort of. I could say it's an exaggerated version of who I can be sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, for both of us, I think it's an exaggerated version of who we could be in, let's say, dire circumstances.
Yeah.
So, in a way, that was fun to sort of to play with. But I also thought about, you know, my relationship with my younger sister when I, when we were writing the script. And so I tried to think of the moments when we had conflicts and sort of imagine Lisa saying that or acting like that. So I think there was some sort of good base there that we could work with.
Oh, really? So, I mean, that was kind of one of the, let's say, ingredients to the formula, to the recipe of your chemistry. On the screen, we see you two together a lot in the same apartment. And by the way, you're always moving to different parts of the apartment. It's very interesting. It's like watching cats and dogs sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the ingredients for that chemistry that you two shared.
Yeah,
because you talked about how you connected with your characters, but I just wanted to know how you connected with each other, especially because we see you so much in the screen together, as the two characters.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we had kind of chemistry, right? And Ursa is not an actress, but I actually get everything I needed as a partner.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm not sure what that's have to do with this basis. And but I just wanted to say it's a good expression, like exaggerated version of ourselves. Yeah,
really, it's an exaggerated version of yourselves.
Yeah.
Even the relationship that you had off the screen.
No, not that, but the. Well, because I was helping the director cast the film before we decided that I would be in it as well. Mm-hmm. And when we saw Lisa at the first audition, we were both like, okay, that's her, that's her. She had these ingredients already, but she was a really, this really nice girl, but she could transform, you know?
Yeah.
And we both thought, oh, that would be a really fun person to work with, because she was already, she very much got what Neža could be like or who she is. So, and I think probably the Damian, the director, saw that we could be a fun sort of a fun opposites.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you used to help him cast the films, and then you were cast yourself. Is that what happened?
Basically, yes, that's what happened.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, it was a strange set of circumstances. Basically, because I'm not trained as an actress.
Yeah.
I'm a writer director. So we wrote the film together with another co-writer. Hmm. And then I was helping him cast it. And he had a very hard time finding Irina, finding the actress for the older half-sister, because Neža, Lisa, was there right away. And she was, okay, she's perfect. And finding someone to sort of match match with her, but to be a fun opposite to her. Was hard, so
sure.
I don't know how I ended up doing it.
It was going to happen, I guess, sooner. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that's interesting. I think it also adds to the opposites thing, because, you know, trained actress, not trained actress, another opposite thing in that chemistry. But I think we're running out of time here, and I want to ask you something, you know, I want to ask each of you a little comment about working with Damian. You know, he's a fantastic director, I think, so I mean, maybe we can start with you. Just how it was working with him on this film, and on and off the screen.
Not very nice, but he was very precise. I like that a lot, even during the rehearsals. I think I never rehearsed so much for a film like I did with Damian. And at one point I was a little bit frustrated and stressed out. Why again? But no, at the end it was on the set. It proved to be the right thing because something. We went beyond just the first layer of the script, what it has to offer. So it was really good to work with him.
Yeah. So, well, I guess we already kind of talked about it, but especially as being a non-trained actress, how would he direct you? Did you notice certain techniques that he would use?
I guess that because I worked with him before as an assistant director in his with his previous film Nightlife, and so we were friends. We knew how to communicate with each other, and I guess he did talk to me a bit more like he would with a director, with another director, because I could see something. I could see myself like a director would, maybe a little bit more. So in a way. In some ways, it was easier for me to understand what he was when I saw it, or when he was really concrete. So, but I think it was fun, and the long rehearsal process I think really, really helped me because without it, I think I would be a bit lost. So maybe that was the reason that we rehearsed so much, also.
And finally, to end the interview, what was your experience like on this film with Damian?
I also liked these long rehearsals. I mean, a lot of them. I don't think it's just because of you. I really felt prepared because I never rehearsed that much for a film. Also, and I like a good leadership. You know, I like when the director is smarter than me, if I say that, you know.
Sure.
So in certain point, I just started to trust, you know,
and it just happened.
Fine. Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's all the time that we have. I thank you for your patience and your kindness in joining me to talk about this wonderful film, Half Sister. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.